convention, which is coming up very soon.
I want to speak to you about that a moment, the CAP convention, and my own memory, my experience of it 2 years ago. But Hazel, I was thinking, as Bernie and Stanley are talking, and you are too, this fact, they're aware now, aren't they, these big shots, these money holders, I guess you'd call them, money changers, are aware of CAP, aren't they?
Oh, very definitely.
Yes, they are. They
very
are.
Definitely.
And I would just like to throw in here, I think one of the most rewarding experience that we've all had as being a part of CAP is that now we know that we are not each other's enemies. This is what we thought 4 or 5 years ago. But by the CAP program, and it's the best thing that ever happened to Chicago. 4 or 5 years ago, these fellas were my enemies, and I was their enemy. But now we're letting the big shots know, hey, we're not each other's enemy. You are our enemy. And we're going to change that thing. We're going to all get to be friends.
You know, I was thinking it was 2 years ago. It was just after the two big ridiculous conventions, the ridiculous ones,
yes.
The Republican in Miami, from the Democratic Party, both of them. I went to a CAP convention. And it was so exciting. Everybody was, everybody, from all older people, young people, different communities, different neighborhoods, black and white and Latino, all were talking, and everybody was listening. And it was so could I ask a question of Joan Flanagan, who was here, works for CAP, full-timer, we call her. You know, is everybody welcome? Outsiders too to the convention?
Definitely.
Everybody. So right. This we should point out to be at the Conrad Hilton Hotel. That's a Sunday?
Yes, it is.
April 6th, about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
About 2 o'clock. And I might say to anyone, non-CAP member, just any homeowner, non-homeowner,
it's a fascinating experience.
It is a tremendously exhilarating experience. And I think it's worth going, and if the place is jammed, it'll be jammed, and it undoubtedly will be. But there'll be room. Somehow you'll be able to squeeze in.
Do you know that this is so elevating, you know, when you work, you know, in frustration, you see the wrongdoings, and all of a sudden you come up, you know, like with it, you know, with a contract, which is the purse of the city, in the city right now, in the total contract as it's signed, and obviously we do know that they are not going to allow one institution to have a contract, and they will all follow, and hopefully we are not going to be, we'll say, transferring our money, but you know, we just hope that all institutions will wake up, you know, and realize that the force of these communities are so strong now, and they mean business, and they all by the 6th of April will have at least this issue completed, and at least this issue may be put behind us, hopefully, and start, because we are very long-range people. We know the insurances are redlining, you know, obviously. We know the crime is increasing, and our effort would, which is right now, we got committees, you know, which are working against. I think Hazel was involved very much, you know, in this, in her area, and we are. So, but because of that redlining, our efforts are now maybe a little bit forceful till the accomplishments will be, so we can turn our efforts in the different areas.
Let's have one last go-round, a brief thought, just reflections as we say goodbye now, because I realize we can talk about this for hours, and we will, but
yes.
We've touched on certain issues. One last go-round, Bernie Willow.
Yes, one of the best thoughts that ever came out of this, and the best experience of that, is the fact that the people themselves in various communities have found out, like Hazel has said, that they're friends, that they can band together and not be scared of each other, and band together for the common good, not for the good only of their own community, but for the good of Chicago. I've been on the southwest side, I've been to Austin, I haven't been in Hazel's yet, but I've been there, I've sympathize with their problems, because their problems are mine. See? And this is the best thing that has come out of CAP and all these community actions and programs.
Hazel Montgomery.
Yes, just like I stated earlier, in addition to the fact that we are friends, we now all realize that we don't have to pick up and give our life savings away and run someplace else. We have a plan that we can stay where we are, build our neighborhoods, and be happy citizens and a part of this great city of Chicago.
Stanley Navido.
Yes, this is the only thing what we've got going for us is to save the city. And the sooner people, friends, will realize, and I mean, you know, even your next door neighbors or whoever it may be, as soon as they can realize that to save, it is not after a tragedy is struck, but to a little bit of preventive measures, get involved prior to knowing about something. Find out, you know, what it is, just like I did. You know, I wish only I could have been in the action about 4 or 5 years prior.
I just think as we say goodbye now, not only can CAP turn the city around, I could, Stanley Animator could turn the country around too. And this is a way of saying thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Willow, Hazel Montgomery, and Stanley Navido, members, indeed very fervent members of the Citizens Action Program.